The Neo Urban Chronique by Froggy the Frenchy.
Hello everybody, dear friends, sorry, Vanacom. In the course of this interview, Morissette, Bernie Norville, must tell us the most striking moment that she lived among motley character, disparate situations, unusual place, which forge her multicultural educations. Will she succeed in this polyphonic memory challenge? This is the whole point of this first part of this interview. Colin, I remember, you remember, she remember. Dear Morissette, thank you for being with us. Enfin, I say oui, but in fact, I should say thank you for being among me. But is this me, myself, speaking to you yourself? I hope so. So, my dear Morissette, after these introductions, here come my first questions. What is your first childhood memory?
Hello. Sorry, I'm very désolé. I remember nothing. But for you, when does childhood start and end? I'm confused.
Morissette, normally you are child from 0 to 7. 7 is the age of the reason.
Mais non, it's much later. Enfin, childhood is from 0 to at least 13.
No, Morissette, not at all. Childhood end when you do not believe anymore in Santa Claus.
But okay, well then it's very good because I still believe in Santa Claus, okay? If it's not a problem, then let's not polemic on this topic.
Oh, okay. So, my second question is now, which nationality marked you the most during your early childhood?
Okay, let me tell you. Although it might surprise you, hein, it was the French.
The French?
But I know, shocking. Hein? Because I went to a French school from preschool and pre-crèche, kindergarten, primary school.
Oh my God, bloody hell, poor girl!
Thank you. And the French people at the school, bien sûr, did not speak English, nor did they want the invasion of nobody not French who could teach English properly. So they did not teach English at all. So I did not learn English at all. Ben oui. My French I learned. Maybe this will come as a shock to you.
Of course, it's a shock, Morissette. How is possible?
I must also tell you, I am not French at all, in fact.
Ah bon?
Non. I do not have any French blood or relative. Can you imagine? But I became francophone. Ah oui. Never tell me I'm not French.
Morissette. I will never tell you that you are not French. You look French.
Did you tell me you are not French?
No. I said that you are not. I will never tell you that you are not French.
Ah, bon, d'accord.
You are French. You look like a French.
Ah, d'accord. Girl,
it's amazing how you look French.
Heureusement. Bon, but my real name, in fact, is not Morissette, you know. The French people could never pronounce my name properly, so they call me Morissette. Ben ouais, c'est fou.
So, you say you are not French. So, where are your parents from?
It's too complicated to explain to you. Hein? Most people don't understand. Bon, bref, I'll try. I'm 1/3 English, 1/3 Indian, 41% Italian, 25% German, a little bit North Atlantic, a little bit Proto-Russian, and 10% native.
10% native, Morissette is wonderful. And stand fully now why you have this character.
Ah oui.
Okay, another question. Did you learn to speak several languages at the same time?
But of course.
What of course?
But of course, it's obvious. You don't need more explication.
Ah bon? Oh là, Morissette, you please help me a little bit. Try to answer with more enthusiasm, no? So another question.
Bon, ça va.
What are some of the things you learned at this time?
Par exemple, I learned how to play chess with Evgeny.
Who's that?
Evgeny. It was a wonderful experience. It was very intense, but... I don't know why everybody is scared to play chess with me now. It's not my fault if I get in the right mood, you know?
Yeah.
Like Evgeny. He told me, and this is, I quote, "When you start a game, be respectful, but also important to be honest and straightforward with opponent. Chess is not a game. You have to say, my dear opponent, thank you for participating. I will kill you and your king and queen with big honorable second move."
Oh, нет, по-повозки. Коня воскатуковай.
Why also speak Russian, my brat?
Брошка не бувай.
Наплохо, совсем наплохо. Let's play, dear brother. Let me assure you, I will sacrifice your king quickly. It will be painless.
Ah, yeah. Thank you very much. Are you sure he's painless for my king?
I promise. Painless for your king, your queen. Painless for bishop, for horse, for every single pawn, one by one. And especially not at all painless, when very quick for the checkmate. You will see. You will not survive.
Ah, ben écoute, merci, Morissette. Bon, alors là, je vais, I have to go to move forward. Hein, I have to move. Do you remember the songs that some people taught you?
Ben non, no songs, but I finally managed to learn some English with an excellent Indian teacher. So now I can say and I can even teach you this one.
Which one?
This one is, let me remember, okay. Betty bought a butter, but the butter was too bitter. So Betty bought a better butter to make the bitter butter better.
Ah yeah.
Ben oui.
Betty bought a butter.
Yes, très bien, very good.
Bon, okay.
But the butter was too bitter. Repeat, please.
No, thank you, Morissette. No, I'm not able to do this kind of stuff. Where I am, I'm completely lost. Ah, here. Did you have a pet to play, talk, sing, cry, laugh, run with?
Ben, ici, we love the horses. So we went to Uti and we tried to find the carrot from the carrot field to bring them back to the Orville horses. However, we never managed because of the farmer. They were always too vigilant of their carrot fields.
Morissette, thank you for sharing this emotional moment. You touch me. Oui. Hein? But now you must understand, for the second part of our interview, we can ask yourself, will Morissette be able to remember all? Can she put order in a chaotic memory or spread chaos in an ordinary memory? Nothing is less certain. Morissette accepted this challenge and the risk involved, which are more perennial that we think, but less that we imagine. So, dear Morissette, now we go in the second phase. So, then, what's happened during the pre-adolescence period? I see, Morissette, you cannot answer. You seem very troubled. I'm very sorry. So maybe it touched you. Bon. So, maybe, were you then a rebellious teenager?
Me? Rebellious? Teenager? Why you put it all in a box like that? Why this old world categorization? All life is rebellion. All life is about being young, you and your limited view on the childhood and youth. Why? There is not one day when I do not rebel, disrupt, mobilize. Franchement, what a stupid question from a Frenchie like you. What happened to you, my poor froggy? Join me in the youth. You have not heard of the revolution?
No, I will never join you in your youth. Me, I am a senior youth. A senior youth, I can tell you, is very more difficult than to be youth of the youth.
Ah
you
bon?
Know? Yeah,
ah
yeah.
Bon.
A senior youth is more. Alors, be careful. Don't provoke me, Morissette. So, another question. Did you write some kind of diary?
Pardon?
Were you a pretty good student?
Non.
Oh, what a surprise, because I was sure you were a pretty good student.
Ben oui, sometimes things are not like they seem to be.
D'accord, ok. Ok, did you appreciate mathématiques ou littérature?
Ben ok, peut-être, ok. Maybe littérature. You know, for me, the mathématique is problématique. Hein? The trigonometry is a trinity of torture. In fact, I had some very experimental teachers. Some great, bien sûr, mais some, they tried to teach math by every day repeating the same story of how hard it is to boil water in the Himalayas. Can you imagine?
I imagine very well, yeah. But what was your relationship with the land of Auroville, the nature that surrounds you? Do you have some contact with the nature of Auroville?
Very powerful. In fact, whenever we did not want to go to class, we ran away in the forest and the cashew field and we hid in the trees, bringing the board game to play until the teachers, they stopped looking for us. But the problem is that it is difficult to play board games on top of a tree. It's only symbolic to have such a game in this situation.
Oui, I understand. C'est vraiment symbolique. But it was, you have to say, fondamental for your education.
Ah oui, fondamental, bien sûr.
Okay, Morissette, now we come to our third part of the interview. It is time for us to notice that this biological and psychic activity, which is memory, and which make it possible to store, preserve, restore information, is it misleading? How to verify the veracity of your testimony?
Sorry, my dear Froggy, I do not believe that it will be mission impossible.
Comment ça? Damn it! But at least you must have some witnesses who are still alive, who can confirm your statement.
No, sorry. One third don't believe in the concept of the witness, okay? Another third, they left, and another third again, they disappeared in the Amazon forest.
Ouais, bon.
Oui, who knows? In any case, it's impossible to find them.
Anyway, I'm sure that we'll find somebody hiding in the Greenbelt.
Greenbelt, maybe.
I was told that you changed your name at the age of 15. What was your name then, and why did you choose this beautiful name of Morissette?
Oh là là, mais I already told you the story. Why you ask me again? It's unnecessary. All of this story that you say is defamatory, they're unfounded rumors have always been Morissette. Most of the time, at least.
But do you have photo, piece of paper, archives that can prove that you are indeed the Morissette that you claim to be?
Dear Froggy, why don't you just accept the truth? I am Morissette, point final. This is the problem of our day. We don't trust each other. I am Morissette, just like you are Froggy. I trust you. You don't need to see a photo of you to believe that you are, in fact, you. Oh, do you believe the insanity?
Morissette, thank you. We are going to end this interview with this interrogation because I'm not agree with you at all. But this interrogation, they are close to my heart. Sure, we laugh at the past and make fun of these consequences. Love at the present without seeing the sadness of the future. Love with the future and the seriousness of the present and the sadness of the past. Or just smile to the enigmatic grimacing face of the world.
My dear Froggy, I will be brief. Yes, we just need to smile to the enigmatic grimacing face of the world.
Thank you, dear Morissette. Thank you. We will therefore end with these words of wisdom, our chronic. I want to say, we will therefore end this chronic with the words of the wisdom.
Bien sûr.
I hope it's clear for everybody. Okay, see you next Friday in live at 10:30 a.m. or by podcast at the Auroville Radio site. C'est dingue, non? Amazing.
This is Auroville Radio.